Now, I move on down to verse 15 here, and we have something else now. And for this cause, he's the mediator of the New Testament, or the New Covenant. So there's a New Covenant. It was the Old Covenant. And this is important, I think, to see. That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Now, I think here that the emphasis is upon the fact he's the mediator of a new covenant. And those that came under the old covenant, the Old Testament saint, they were saved because they were looking forward to his coming when they brought the sacrifices. I do not know how much they knew. And yet the Lord Jesus said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. And I don't get that from Genesis. I get that from Jesus. And I believe that all of the Old Testament worthies, they look forward to the coming of Christ. And in other words, God saved on credit, to tell the truth. Blood of bulls and goats never took away their sins. They did that by faith. And when Christ came, he died for the sins that were past. That is, not your past sins, although that's true. But when he says that in Romans, he's talking about all the way from Adam, right down to the time he died. Now, since then, you and I come by faith to him. That's very important to see. Now, verse 16, he says here, for where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament, or a will, is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Now, if you made a will and you're still alive, your will's no good. It doesn't operate till you die. Now, the reference here is to the will that was made by a man who's died. Don't misunderstand me. The life of Christ can never save you. It's the death of Christ that saves you. Now, verse 18, whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people, according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool, hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Now, that is a tremendous statement. Blood occurs, by the way, in this particular section here, from verse 18 to 22, six times. And this reveals the place and the power of the blood in the Old Testament ritual, that without shedding of blood is no remission. And that's an axiom of the Old Testament. Now, the blood is important in the New Testament. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. And we find in Revelation that the victory was won through the blood of the Lamb, not through some individual's ingenuity or physical strength or spiritual strength, for that matter. Now, let's keep on moving down, saying, this is the blood of the New Testament, or the testament which God hath enjoined upon you. Verse 21, moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.